January 25, 1927. Jesus pushes Lisa to write. One who lives in the divine will breathes the all. The soul who lives in it copies God within herself, and she is copied in God. Feeling suffering, I felt I was incapable of writing that which blessed Jesus manifested to his little daughter. So I remained quite a few days without writing. In my interior, Jesus pushed me to do it, but I refused to do it because of the great weakness I felt. Finally, this morning, coming out from my interior, he said to me, "Tonight my daughter must write, because even if she may be dying, I want her to give the last flashes of light, strong and dazzling, of the knowledges about the Supreme Fiat, so that all may know that my will has kept her always occupied for itself and for its kingdom, and her last breath will be nothing other than a strong flash of light, which will remain as the last proof of love and of manifestation for the kingdom of my will. Therefore, while you write, I will help you, and the little daughter of my will refuse nothing to her Jesus and to that Fiat which, with so much love, keeps you on its lap to entrust its secrets to you." So, after this, I made up my mind to write, even just a little, because my sweet Jesus is content with anything. Then, my sweet Jesus said to me, "My daughter, one who lives in my divine will breathes the all. And since the breath is taken and is given, and one receives it to then give it back with no time in between, one who breathes the all, which is God, in emitting her breath, gives the all which she has breathed. So, she takes all, and she gives all. She gives the all to God, giving God to God, and she gives the all to the creatures, to then breathe God again and everything that God does. It is natural that one who takes all, can give all. Only in the divine will is the life of the Supreme Being be located continuously on the part of creatures. And I, my Jesus, I feel I am doing nothing, and you tell me that in your fiat I take all and I give all?" And Jesus added, "My daughter, when the all operates, the nothing remains at its place, it only makes itself available to receive the all. And then, do you not feel within yourself the strength of this all that, making you embrace and invade everything, heaven, stars, sun, seas and earth, and embrace all the acts which my fiat exercises in the whole creation, makes you bring them to your Creator, as though in one breath, to give everyone and everything back to Him? Has there been anyone until now who has given and has been able to say, 'I give everything to God, even God Himself, because since I live in His will, God is mine, the heavens are mine, the sun and everything that this supreme fiat has done is mine. So, since everything is mine, I can give everything and I can take everything?'" Now, it happens as a consequence that one who lives in my will has the possession of the all, and this forms and draws the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Because in order to form a kingdom, it takes the strength of the power of the all. Afterwards, he made himself seen as a little child, staring at me so much, as to remain as though impressed within me. And he wanted me to look at him, but so much as to remain impressed in him. Then, all love and tenderness, he told me, "My daughter, this is the true image of the living in my eternal will. The soul copies the divine will within herself, and the supreme will copies the soul, in such a way that your Creator keeps the copy of your image impressed within His womb. He holds her so dear, because He sees her exactly as He released her from her origin. She has lost nothing of her freshness and beauty. His paternal features are impressed in this copy. And this copy, in the paternal womb of God, sings for Him the praises of all creation with all His works, and whispers continuously to His ear, 'You made everything for me. You loved me so much, and still do, and I want to convert everything, everything into love for you.' This copy is the portent of God in His womb. She is the memory of all His works. This is the copy of the soul in God, and the copy of God in the soul, and the carrying out of the divine life within the creature. How beautiful is the kingdom of my will, the nothing dissolved in the all, and the all fused in the nothing. the lowliness of the creature rising into the divine height, and the divine height descending into the depth of the creature. They are two beings bound together, inseparable, transfused, identified, such that it can barely be recognized that they are two lives palpitating together. All the magnificence, the sanctity, the sublimeness, the prodigies of the kingdom of my will be exactly this, the faithful copy of the soul in God, and the copy of God, whole and beautiful, in the soul. Therefore, the children of the kingdom of the divine fiat will be as many images of little gods in my kingdom.